Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Today we're going to feature some great West Coast jazz musicians from the 1950s. I'm speaking of Hampton Hawes, a fine piano player, and Harold Land, tenor saxophonist. We're going to start the show with the Hampton Hawes Trio. From back in 1955, we're going to hear a Hampton Hawes composition, The Champ.
Thank you.
a couple tracks featuring the great piano playing of Hampton Hawes from the 1950s West Coast jazz scene. Let's start at the top. We started out the show with The Champ from the Hampton Hawes Trio. I picked that up off of a compilation album called On Contemporary Hampton Hawes, but it was originally released on the Lighthouse All-Stars album featuring Hampton Hawes Trio with Shelly Mann, and that's Hampton Hawes on piano, the great Shelly Mann on drums, and Red Mitchell on bass. Following that, we heard I Love You, a Cole Porter composition from the same compilation album On Contemporary Hampton Hawes, but that was originally released on an album entitled For Real, and that has Hampton Hawes on piano, Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. And speaking of Harold Land, we're going to move on to a Harold Land set. He was a great tenor saxophone player who happened to reside right here in San Diego, where I record this podcast and radio show. We're going to hear a couple tracks from the album Harold in the Land of Jazz, a 1958 release. We're going to start out with a track called Delirium. Thank you. That's two tracks from a great album by tenor saxophonist Harold Land. The name of the album, Harold in the Land of Jazz. And the two tracks we heard, we started out with Delirium, and the last one you heard was Grooveyard. And that is a West Coast jazz quintet of Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Rolf Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano. That is not the same Carl Perkins that is the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and a composer of Blue Suede Shoes. This is another Carl Perkins, a great piano player who lived a short life, passing away at 29 years old of a drug overdose. But I digress. Carl Perkins on piano on this great album, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. We're going to finish out our West Coast jazz scene with an album by Sonny Rollins. Basically, Sonny Rollins is an East Coast New York City musician, but for a time came out to the West Coast and did a couple albums out there with West Coast rhythm sections. And this is a fine album. It's called Sonny Rollins and the Contemporary Leaders. And this features Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Hampton Hawes on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And on this track, it also features Victor Feldman on vibraphone. So we're going to hear the track entitled You from Sonny Rollins. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is, of course, Miles Davis from the album ESP. That album is unique in that it's the first of the second great quintet from Miles Davis, featuring Miles on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And before that, we heard from Michelle Petrucciani from his album Power of Three. We heard Limbo, and I wanted to play that album because I thought that trio was so interesting. Michelle Petrucciani on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, and Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone. That'll about do it for today's show. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio program in the Hartford market at WWUH FM 91.3. And you can also hear us on the internet radio station, Radio Bob USA. And that can be heard at RadioBobUSA.com. And if you want to check me out on social media, I post exclusively to JazzToDon.com. It is a jazz-centric social media platform with no advertising, no tracking of personal data. It's open source, and it is part of the Mastodon network. So check me out at jazztodon.com. We're going to finish out today's show with Jackie McLean from the album 4, 5, and 6, named because it's got a quartet, a quintet, and a sextet. Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums for the sextet. And we're going to hear the Charlie Byrd Parker composition, Confirmation, by Jackie McLean. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.